Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about authority. And authority is a big deal. Let me put it to you this way. The kingdom of God is all about authority. All about authority. And I'm going to tell you what, people don't like that word. They don't like it. But when we learn to embrace it, and we learn to accept it, it's going to help you. Because this here, your soul, we're on soul patrol. That's what I'm teaching on Wednesday nights. Your soul needs governing. It needs governing. It needs to be under who created it. Your soul does. And the verse we're going to look at, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. See that? The word subject means to bring your will, this little part of you, your will, that's the center of you, that is what is against God. That's against God. And always wants to kick, scratch, and fight against God. But God wants that under His authority. So it can flow through your mind, your body, and your soul. So these areas, your mind, your body, and your soul, can be integrated. Integrated. Integrity. You see that? Integrated. Because God created you. And when you are in His will, things are integrated. They're whole. Holy. You were created to be holy. That's a reality. And that's what God's Word does. It calls you to your reality. And your reality is who you are. Because you don't understand even who you are if you're not going to Him to get it. Anything outside of that isn't healthy for you. You see this? So here's the idea. When you are hearing from Him and you begin to put that in line with Him, your soul, your body, and your mind are whole. You're becoming stable, secure, healthy. But when you're not receiving that from God, your soul is drifting. And listen, it's not integrated. It's disintegrating. Disintegrating. And that's when my life is falling apart. Your soul's crying out. That's what is going on. The word salvation, the word saved, is the word sozo. It means to be made whole from many scattered parts. See that? Your life was born in sin, scattered. Psychologically, sociably, physically, and spiritually. God calls all those areas of your life into harmony to do His will. So you can be whole. And when that's working, you have peace. One of the meanings of peace is nothing broken, nothing missing. That's one of the that's a Hebrew meaning of peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. And that's the way you feel. When you are nourishing your soul and you are in His will, that's just how you feel. Oh, it's not falling apart. I'm whole. I'm becoming who I am and who God created me to be. Amen. You glad you came to church?
Yes.
This is what's going on. But you see, it takes you submitting to authority. See that? I gotta get going because I'll start preaching here in a minute. I want to get this talked about. This is so important. When you understand this, there's no way your world can't change.
Amen.
And you are going to be... And see, listen. Your soul is just... It's like it's being loaned to you. See, because your soul is going to be required of you. The word required means a loan that is yet to be paid. See that? God, your soul belongs to God. And you're going to have to answer for it. And how you live now is the saving of your soul. Sin disintegrates it. Takes it away from God. The wages of sin is death. The word death means separation. When you repent of that sin and you confess it, the word confess means I'm coming back into agreement with God. And I'm no longer being separated. Now I'm back where I belong. And I'm becoming whole again. Oh, you getting that? This is going to work. When you understand this, folks, depression, discouragement, strife, gone. See, we talked about the scotoma on Wednesday night. And that's a psychological term. I'm not getting clinical on you. I'm helping you understand something. A scotoma is a blind spot in your psychological makeup. And if you have a scotoma, other people can see it, but you can't see it. And see, what God does, He's trying to get light into that blind spot.
Amen.
And because, see, that gives you perception. So you can see yourself the way God sees you. And when you get light in that spot, it changes your view. But you see, if you don't get light in that spot, your view is obfuscated. It's eclipsed. You can't see who you really are. You see that? And a lot of times what happens is God will show you that or show someone that, and here's what happens. When your comfortability, when your comfort is being challenged and you don't want to give up your comfort, your pride will raise up in you and your ego will rise up in you and say, because of your experience, your limited experience, I'm going to stay where I'm at. And your pride will keep you right there and keep you blinded to what God is trying to get to you. Huh? Am I talking to anybody? Think about this. And that keeps you blinded from your problems, solutions. You can't see them because you're not willing. See, if you're not willing, you know, it causes what psychologists call not being teachable, maladaptable behavior. They're not adaptable. They don't want to adapt to what the light is calling them to. This is where we're all at. And God is trying to help us see who we are. Why? Because when you see who you are and your soul is in the place that God created it, it affects your grandchildren. That's what I feel with Finley. That's why it's so encouraging. It affects your children. It affects everything that's close to you. You see this? It's not just about you. Your soul is really, it affects other people. God wants your soul to help other people. But self will Doesn't want to do that. Go with me to our foundational scripture. Donita made me some tea this morning. It's not coffee, it's tea. It's got lemon and honey in it. It's good for my throat. Mmm. She said, don't make those noises on live stream. I won't do it again. She's having a... But it's all good. She's just trying to watch over me, you know? That's my partner right there. If I need me some soul therapy, we just go have us dinner and look at each other's eyes. And man, that's therapeutic for your soul. That's healthy. That's one of the healthiest things you can do. You see your spouse and you see each other the way God created you, it's like happy. Happy. You see, think about this. And the reason people are unhappy is because they're speaking unhappy things. We're supposed to start the Hebrews and the Jews would start their day out with the benediction. See, a lot of churches will say, okay, we're going to do the benediction. And they would give it at the end of the service. You're supposed to start every day with the benediction. Amen. Ben, B-E-N-E, means good. Diction means words, good words. You should speak good words over your children, over your spouse. That spouse of yours is a king. And if it's the other one, it's a queen. You should treat them that way and speak to them like they are. And your children, kings and queens, listen, when you speak that way, you are prophesying. You are a true prophet in your own household over your kids. And you are prophesying them for the day to be successful in that day. But when you start out with, oh, yeah, I got to go in there again. Oh, man, I got to go in there. I don't want to go. But all the problems that you're facing, and you're spewing that on them, you know what you're doing? You're a false prophet. You're prophesying over them. Negativity is going to contaminate their day. You see that? Because it wasn't from God. I'm not going to drink any more tea. We got to get moving, man. I just got something in me. It's just like, I can't get over it. It's so good. All right, stay with me. Let's read this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Now look at that. Let me pray before we get started. Father, we just thank you for your presence. We pray that it will increase here. Everybody say, more of you, Lord. More of you, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would, our spirits and our souls are open to your will and your word. Speak to our souls, Lord, the word of God, which is able to save our very soul. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Amen. All right. So now look. Go back to the first one. Let every soul, does that include you? Yes. That, you know what? That's everybody. Yes. Everybody. On the planet. Be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. See? It's all appointed by God. Remember what are the authorities? We got social authorities. Whether it be teachers, coaches, teachers, coaches, You figure out the rest. No. Then we have civil authorities, police officers, government, president, mayors, you know, civil authorities. Family authorities, father, husband, in the family. Okay? And then you have church authorities. He gave some to be apostles, Ephesians chapter 4, apostles, prophets, pastors, evangelists, teachers. Some. For the equipping of the saints. For the work of the ministry. See? God uses people. It's just the way He has to do it. Because see, some people think, well, I don't need to go to church. I'm going to go out in the field and worship God. Well, how's that working for you? I'm going to tell you something. If you think that you can do that, you're going to fail every time. Every time. God uses people. And we need to understand that. When we understand that, we embrace, we begin to see, I need this for my soul. You see that? That word subject means your will is subject to the will of another. Then he says, whoever doesn't do that resists the ordinances of God. See that? The word resist means frustrates. You're frustrating what God has established. And the word frustrate means to prevent from obtaining a goal or purpose. You can't even fulfill your purpose in life without understanding what we're talking about today. It can't happen. So this is why I'm trying to help you see. Please hear this today. When we understand this, it's going to change everything about your life. Because remember, we got to see it. Remember what's the word vision? Where there's no vision, the people perish. The word vision means a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. God's word is prophesied over you, and it comes to redeem, uncover those areas of your life that God is calling attention to, that He wants to redeem. When you see that, you can get your will and say, come on, let's do this. And you're going to see things improve in your life for the good, towards wholeness. You catching this? Okay. Now, but it takes authority to do that. See that? It takes authority. See, it says in Proverbs 20, where there's no revelation, the people cast off restraints. Revelation is the same word as vision. Where there's no revelation, the people cast... In other words, they don't have anything trying to help them with the revelation they got from God. Then the next verse says, happy is he. Happy is he who understands the law. Amen. See, when you understand, it's happy. It makes you happy. Why are people so discouraged? Because they don't understand what we're talking about. Amen. I need restraints on my life. Amen. To get me to into the will of God. Amen. So I can be who God created me to be. Remember, a restraint is what policemen put handcuffs on people. Here's the bottom reason why. So they don't hurt themselves, so they don't hurt other people. And that's the whole concept behind it. When you don't have restraints, you're hurting yourself and you're hurting other people. Oh, I need to get moving here, I tell you what. All right, let's look at this. So, go with me to Hebrews 6, 11 and 12, real quick. I want to show you this. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. And this word end is in reference to your time here on earth. See that? It's not talk, because there is no end in eternity. So it's talking here now. Okay? So now stay with me. But that you do not become sluggish. And a lot of your translations use the term slothful. Slothful or sluggish. Now, This word slothful or sluggish, this is what it means. I used to think, well, lazy. Mm-mm. Nope, that's not what it means. It's got a little bit of that in it. This is what it means. A strong desire for ease. See that? That's what you fight with. You know where that resides? Right here in your will. Right there. You have desires that are at odds with God, and they want their way. But God's trying to help you bring those under His will so you can be free to be who He created you to be. You see that? All right. So, look at your neighbor and just say, don't be a slug. And look at the other one on the other side, and you too, don't be slothful. But look what it says. But imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. See? When you are pursuing God through faith and patience, everything in the kingdom of God is established by faith. Everything. Nothing happens without faith. So what happens now is, the promises, I'm taking my promised land because I'm established in the faith, and I'm the promises are becoming mine. That's you're the promised land. Your soul is your promised land. You see that? Your soul, what's that look like? I got to take the giants. Resentment, bitterness, abuse, anger, offense. Can't be in there. Can't be in there. See? When you possess that promised land, you're responsible for this little ground that God's given you. You. Your promised land. Those giants are coming down when you get His promise. Amen. And it's fulfilled in your life. He's not talking about property over there with big houses. He's talking about you. Oh, I just want to act all Pentecostal and stuff. Just start jumping up and down and spitting and shouting. No, I'm not going to do that. Tanya says, please. No, she didn't say that. You ready? Okay. Go with me to... I'm telling you, this is going to help you. Amen. Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. Look at this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust and of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. This word being means soul. A living soul. So God created you. When you are in touch with Him and you're receiving His will and word over your life is becoming integrated and whole. When you're not, you're disintegrating. You see that? And when you're disintegrating, you're passing that on to your children and the people who are important to you. You seeing this? If somebody is telling you to stay away from that church, I've had people say, you need to stay away from that church. You better get to that church if the Word of God is coming out. You know, if a husband and wife have the COVID and they go to the doctor and they get medicine that can heal them, and the wife is the one taking the medicine, and if she's waiting for her husband to take his medicine, he don't want to take his medicine, she needs to go on and keep taking her medicine. Are you listening to me? That husband doesn't want the medicine. He's just let him go. Because it's going to, am I making sense? You got to get yourself healthy. And you got to get lined up with His will. And when you do, now you're going to have power and authority in your life to deal with what you're dealing with.
Amen.
And you'll have it. Oh, I'm ready to give the devil a black eye. How about you? Because that's what you're doing. When you understand what I'm talking about, and you walk in the room, the devil is shaking in his boots. Now think about this. Okay. So, go with me to Ezekiel 18. This is heavy. But we need heavy. What do you mean? Now, Ezekiel was a major prophet. You have major prophets and minor prophets. He's a major prophet with a major message. Now listen, what do you mean when you use the proverb concerning the land of Israel, saying, the fathers have eaten sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge? Next one. As I live, says the Lord God, you shall no longer use this proverb in Israel. Give me the next one. Behold, all souls are mine. How many is all? All souls are His. The soul of the Father, as well as the soul of the Son, is mine. You see that? Now, the soul who sins shall die. You know what's going on here? The Father, his mistakes and not wanting to do the will of God, getting on the children. And they don't want nothing to do with it. You catching what I'm putting down? That's what's going on. But when you understand what we're talking about today, you don't have to be under what your Father put down. God's will can rise up. And you can be everything God created you to be. There's spiritual laws in our world that you can't escape. There's the law of consequence. Gravity pulls things down. So the Bible talks about in Romans 8, 2, for the law of life in Christ has set me free from the law of sin and death. Sin and death separates. Death means separation. It separates me from God. So when I'm just under that law, it's taking me away from what God created me for. Wholeness and health, who I am. But when I'm in Christ, see, let's just put it this way. That would be like gravity would be the law of sin and death. The law of life in Christ would be like the law of lift. Airplanes aren't under the law of gravity. They rise above the law of gravity. That's the way it is in Christ.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
I've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.